So this week is Parshas. This week is Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay, so we're going to start with the third Aliyah. The Gam Leloit Holeches Avram Hayot Tzayin Uvakar. The Leloit that went with Avram, he had with him Tzayin, sheep, Bakar, the Oy Halim. Okay, so Rashi says Holeches Avram Migam Shoyloit Zoyts Halichasay Im Avram. A beautiful pasuk. Why did Lot merit to be blessed with wealth? You know why? Because he attached himself to a righteous person. Okay, that's why he had all this wealth. How does Rashi know that? I guess Rashi is medayik from the pasuk Haholeches Avram. It's only because he went with Avram did he have all of this blessing. After Lot went to Sodom, it would seem that everything went downhill. Okay, he thought, if only, you know, only I can go and I can go on my own. Here I am, I'm stuck with Avram. He's very makbid on gezel. He's very makbid on not stealing, on not letting the animals pasture. If only I can go and get rid of Avram, can you imagine how much more money I would have? And his mom is just the opposite. The second that he left Avram, all of his trouble began. What does Targum say? There was on, what is on, his sheep, a certain oxen, umashkinin and tents. Okay, pasuk 6. The land did not allow them to live together. Aaron. Shalom Aleichem, I see your photo, Aaron. Thank you for coming. I told you about the shir. I didn't hear to pressure you to come. There's no, you don't have to come. You're a busy man. You're involved in things. Please, don't feel any pressure. Any pressure to come. We are very chosher people here. We have the gladders. Gladders are my clothes. You know how kosher the gladders are? The gladders, they're like my grandparents. I look at Mr. and Ms. Gladder like my brother and Zaidi. Heshi? I wouldn't call Heshi my brother and Zaidi, but Heshi is a very good friend. Okay. We have over here, V'loi nosa oisam ha'aretz losheves yachtam. The land is a very funny pasuk. The land could not support them to live together. Why not? What is the word nosa? Nosa means to carry. The land cannot carry them together. Ki hayu ruchushom, they had a lot of money, a lot of assets. V'lo yochlu l'sheves yachtav. There's a lot of verbosity in this pasuk, obviously. What does Rashi say on this pasuk? V'lo nosa oysam l'hoysa yicholu l'haspik mireh l'mikneyem. The loshon kotzo hu v'tzoch l'hoysa v'lov kumoy v'lo nosa oysam mireh haaretz. Okay, now this is a very, very important, very good Rashi. This Rashi, I didn't really know in all these years on this earth, I never really appreciated these type of Rashis. But as you get older, you get a little more appreciation. Rashi says the words here, V'loshen Kotzerhu. Okay, you see these words, V'loshen, when it says V'loshen Kotzerhu, you know what that means? It means there are missing words. Many psukim in Tanakh are written shorthand. They're written deliberately as if someone forgot to finish the sentence. If someone was writing this pasuk in third grade, maybe in sixth grade, as a sentence, the teacher would give the student an F because he did not write a complete sentence. He left out some of the important details. The pasuk should really say, V'loi nosa oisam mirei haaretz. Okay, we're missing over here a word, mire. The pasture of the earth did not suffice for both of them to losheves yachtav. Because if you just read the words literally, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, v'loi nosa oisam ha'aretz? The earth could not bear them to dwell together. Why not? What, there wasn't enough room? There wasn't enough space? What's the problem? So it's saying that the earth could not produce enough pasture, which is shocking. Why not? There's no limitation in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide a small amount that can be enough for many people to survive. It's a shocking thing for the Pasuk to say this, that when you're living with Avraham Avinu, there's not enough. And it has to then be that the answer is that Lot was not a good person. And if Lot was not a good person, so the earth did not produce enough. But on the other hand, the previous Pasuk says that Lot was blessed with extreme wealth. So there's really a contradiction. This Pasuk 5 says that Lot, he was extremely wealthy. Why was he wealthy? Because he went together with Avram. Yet, even though he was blessed with enormous wealth, the earth did not produce enough produce to sustain him. Why not? The same way Hashem sent blessing that he should possess all of these assets, so why couldn't Hashem go the next step and provide pasture for both his animals and Avram's animals? So the answer obviously is that life is complicated, that Lot was not a good person, and but yet because he did attach himself to Avram, he was blessed. But because he was not a good person, the blessing was incomplete. It was, I have all these assets, but I don't have enough pasture. If Lot would have not just attached himself to Avram, but would have actually embraced the lifestyle of Avram, then certainly we have to assume that the earth would produce pasture to supply them both. All right. So and the Rashi points, that's what the Lord Nasa. What is Nasa? Nasa is Zohar. So I think what he means over here is that the Aretz is the Keva. Okay, the word Aretz in Tanakh, if I'm not mistaken, is always feminine. Okay, and the word Mire, pasture, is Zohar, masculine. So if you want to go take the words together, it should say V'loi Nasa Oisam, it should say V'loi Nasa is a masculine. V'loi Nasa Oisam, it doesn't make sense. How could you use a masculine Nasa Oisam and then say the word Oretz? Oretz is feminine. It should say Loi Nasa with a Hey. Nun, Sin, Aleph, Hey. Feminine, because it's modifying the Oretz. The answer is, no, it's the word Nasa is not coming to modify the Oretz, it's coming to modify the invisible word. What is the invisible word? The invisible word is the Mire. The Mire is Zohar. Okay, so this is an incredible lesson in grammar, is that you have over here a very sophisticated expression, there's a missing word, and the missing word is so, even though it's invisible, it's so much present to the degree where the grammar of the Pasuk, where the grammar of the Pasuk actually is going to be focused as if the word is present. Okay, ki hay rechusham rab, okay, their assets was very much, we'll go back to the Pasuk, what does the Targum say? The word Savras means to bear. Yosoin Ara, the land. Lemisav to dwell kachado together. Are because harhave kinyon hoin sagi. Their assets were abundant. And v'lo yichilu lemisav kachado to live together. Okay, Pasuk Zayin. There was a quarrel between Roya, making Avram, between Roya, making Lot, and Hakanani, and Prizi, Oz, Yosh, and Barus. There was a quarrel between the shepherds of Avram, the shepherds of Lot, and the Canani and the Prizi were then living in the land. Rashi. Okay, this is Rashi. There was a quarrel, Lefi, Shahayu, Royim, Shaloit, Rishoim. The shepherds of Lot were wicked. Umarim, Behemtam, Bistois, Achedim. And they would pasture their animals in other people's fields. Vroy Avram, Bechichim, Oysam, Ala Gezel. They would say, "Didn't Haaretz the Avram? No, it's we're allowed to because the land was promised Avram. V'loy ein yoyresh, v'loy yorshoy, ein zegezel. V'yakos of Oimer, the pasuk says, v'yaknani v'yaprizi oz yoshev Haaretz lezochel ba'Avram adayin. It is gezel because Avram was not yet zochel in the land. So over here, The pasuk over here is coming over here to say that who is right. The pasuk over here is interesting. It's coming according to Rashi. It's coming to be machria. It's coming to paskin who was right. There was a dispute between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. The shepherds of Avram said that the Lot said we're doing nothing wrong. Hashem promised the land to Avram. Avram has no yorish. Lot is his closest relative. So therefore, we are entitled right now to go and to pasture in the land. And the pasuk says they were wrong. They're wrong. So the one that's saying this pasuk is the Bezin Shalmail. There was a quarrel between Roy Mikne Avram or between Roy Mikne Lot. Period. And the din was presented in Shamayim. And the Bezin Shalmail is coming to paskin va'knani va'prizi oz yoyshe baretz. It was not yet the property of Avram, and therefore it's gezel, and therefore they have no right to do what they're doing. Targum. Vavas matzusa matzus means there was a quarrel. Bein ro'ei be'irei the shepherds of the animals of the Avram. Uvein ro'ei the shepherds be'irei the light. Uchana'ano uferizo'o b'chein. B'chein means now. Yosef, they're living in the land. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Vayoymer Avram eloit. Avram said, Lord, al nosim riva b'ni v'necho b'ni r'ay b'ni r'echo ki anoshim achim anachnu. No fighting. No fighting. Avram said to Lot, there should not be a quarrel between me and you, and between you, my shepherds and your shepherds, because we are achim. Now look at this pasuk. Isn't it amazing? This pasuk really speaks volumes how machloikis goes about. The original fight. What was the fight? The fight was there was a riv between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. Not between Avram and Lot. And yet Avram says, Al nosi meriva beini uvein echa, me and you, and uvein ro'ai uvein ro'echa. What are you talking about? There was no fight between Avram and Lot. The fight was between the Talmidim, the Hasidim of Avram, and the Hasidim of Lot.
Yerusha.
Right, but the fight, look who was the fight. In Pasuk Zayin, it says there was a quarrel over here between Roe Mikne Avram, Uvein Roe Mikne. Nowhere does it say there was a dispute between Avram and Lot. Avram and Lot got along very well. Lot was a Ganaf, a Gazlan. New? What else is new? What else is new? So what are you going to do about it? That's life. Let it go. What are you going to do? You're going to solve all the world's problems? Look the other way, because there's nothing Avram could have done anyway. So let it go. So just because he's a Gaza, I have to go fight with him, make a machlekes. Avram didn't want to fight. Lot wants to go tell the shepherds to steal. None of my business. So now Avram now says to Lot, but the shepherds, Avram's shepherds, they couldn't hold themselves back. They said to Lot's shepherds, you gazlanim, what are you doing? It's Gazela. And the shepherds of both teams began to fight. When Avram's shepherds began to fight with Lot's shepherds, Avram said, it's inevitable that this fight is going to come and consume us as well. If our students are fighting with each other, it's inevitable that me and you are going to get into a fight. When my students come back and tell me what happened, that they punched you and you punched them, and this and that, I'm going to get very upset. I could prove this to you. I know I don't want to go say which rabbi there was. There were two rabbis. They had a difference of opinion. They had a difference of opinion between them. All right. So they were very, very, very peaceful between them. They had a very big difference between them. And then the Hasidim started to fight. And it got very, very ugly. To the point where the Rebbe made a big macha. And it was like almost like the two Rebbes were fighting with each other. So this is the lesson of life in this Rashi. It's going to lead to a quarrel between us, and that's not going to be good. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, and why? Because we are anoshim achim kroivim umidrash agodim dovim beklast upon him. We are relatives. It's not good for relatives to fight. That's the worst thing. The worst thing is when relatives fight. Someone is not your relative. No. Not everyone is zoicha, that everyone's their friend. When relatives fight, it's very, very bad. And the Medrash says, "With Damin beklaster upon him, we look alike. We have a similar appearance. We look alike. So therefore, what? So what? Ki anoshim achim anachim. We look alike. So what? I don't know. There must be much deeper over here. What do we look like?" Ketagim says, "V'amar Avram loichan. It's not proper to have mit matzusa beni veinoch bein ra'avosi bein ra'avosoch." It's not cha'an. Notice over here in the bold, it puts over here an extra word. This word does not appear. This word does not appear in the pasuk, and it says al nosi meriva lo cha'an. Okay, so what is the word lo cha'an? Please now. You notice over here it's in brackets. Now cha'an means now. Okay, we are. Lo cha'an, it should not be now. To hey, why did it add the word cha'an? I don't know. He added that word of al-no. Maybe means no, means now. That's what it means. So that, I'm sorry, see, it's not an extra word. You're just pointing out that, see, Rashi, the simple translation of the word no. What is the simple translation of the word no? Please. Al-no. Kach no. The word no ordinarily means please. But the word no also can be translated as now, at this moment. Like the Hebrew word ata. So the time over here is saying Allah means al, not now. Another time we'll fight. Now is not a good time to fight. Why is now not a good time to fight? So maybe then that's what the word ki anoshim achim anochim, because we're relatives, or we look alike. Okay, what does Targum say? Because arei guvrin achin, we're brothers. Achin doesn't say anything, we're brothers. So maybe you want to go say is that the word please, if you say the word please, let's not fight, just please. But if you say means now, then when it says ki anoshim, maybe it's coming to explain, I don't know. Our next pasuk. Avram says, "Listen, we better not fight. Why don't you go? There's plenty of land. Why don't you just go and let's split? Let's split. Let's go to different territory." He pardoned me, separate from upon me. Im ha'smol, if you go to the left, ve'emina. Im ha'yamin ve'asmila. Okay, what is over here in Rashi? Rashi over here says, I will not distance myself from you. I'll always be there for you. Okay, so I think there's something very important over here. Okay, let's see over here. Okay, I'm gonna make Asmilas atzmi. Im tam ha'holu linoked ve'ayim ve'ayimina. Here it says ve'emina. It should say ve'ayimina. Kach motzin b'makom acher ki yesh im acher im yesh lehaymin ve'ein noked lehaymin. Okay, over here, I don't know. He's saying some very sophisticated grammar. I don't know, but the thing over here is I'm going to the left. If you go to the left, I'm going to the right. If you go to the right, wherever you go, I'm going to be at your side. Nachamol. I'm gonna go to the right. Just like the Asmi'ila, it's a similarity in style im hasmol ve'emina, im hayamin ve'asmi'ila. He's saying over here there's a problem. The same way it says ve'asmi'ila should say ve'ayamina. Right? Shouldn't there be a parallel? A parallel? Ve'im hayamin, it should be. Same way here it says v'im hayamin, if you go to the right, ve'asmi'ila. Likewise, when it says v'im hasmol v'ay yemina, but that's not what it says. It says v'emina. Interesting. There ordinarily we like there to be a parallel between the two different words. If you go to the left, it should say v'ay yemina, just like v'im hayomin. If you go to the right, v'asmiila, and yet they're not the same. All right. Now I want to tell you a drush. Well, let's first do the targum. What's the targum says? Halo kol arol kodemach isparash ka'an. Ka'an means now. No means now. Mi levosi. from being with me. Im at litzipuna vano lidoroima. Vim at lidoroima vano litzipuna. So Rashi over here, the Targum says that the word right and left, it's a very important Targum, that right means I'm going to go im at, if you're going to go to the right, im hasmoil, if you are going to go to the left. What's the left? The left, Rashi says, the north. Now let's clarify. When is the north called the left? If you're facing west, correct? If you are facing west, if you're in the United States, if you're in New York, and you're looking towards California, if you're on the East Coast, and you're looking to the West Coast, so the right is north. Canada is to the north. If you go to the left, that means you're going down to Florida. Okay, if you're looking at Newscom, then to the north is Trudeau. And to the left is DeSantis. Does that make sense to anyone? If you are Hachel or Zeldin, and you're looking at Newscom, then to your right is Trudeau, and to your left is DeSantis. I hope you get what I'm saying. Now, why am I telling you that? Because this is very interesting. Maybe Avraham was facing east, and then it would be just the opposite. So we have to appreciate that Avraham Avinu, his whole derech in life, was to go west. Go west, young man. Go west. Why? Because the Shekhinah is in the west. When we do Kabbalah Shabbos Friday night, and we come to L'cho Dodi, we go to Boi Chala, Boi V'shoma Teres Pala, Gam B'Simchu V'Tzola, Toch Amuni Am Segula Boi Chala, Boi Chala. So which way do we turn? We turn around to the west. Why do we turn to the west? Because the Shekhinah is in the west. Why is the Shekhinah in the west? I do not know. This is a Kabbalistic principle. Okay? But the Shekhinah is on the west side of the world. So even though we live in America and we're davening east to the Kaisel Hamaravi, the Mokum Beis HaMikdash, that's one concept. We daven towards the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Welt, where is the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is in the west. Avraham Avinu, his whole derech in life was to seek l'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. He's looking to the west. He's seeking, he's pursuing the Shekhinah that's in the west. Memela, when Avraham Avinu, when he says the right's going to be the north. And when he says the left's going to be the south. Because that was the malchus of Avraham Avinu, to go and to seek out the Shekhinah that's in the west. The pasuk over here is indirectly teaching you the derech of Avraham Avinu, that he's looking to the west. Okay, that's one point. Another point I want to make over here is, and this is a little bit of a drush, is Avraham says to Lot, I want you to separate. Why did Avraham say, I want you to separate? Because we're fighting. What are we fighting? We're fighting about money. Gezel. We're taking it, there's a quarrel between Roy Megan and Rumbain, Roy Megan, Lord, but Kanani and Oz Yosheva Oretz, the Kanani and the Prezi, and they were fighting about is it Gezels and that. So because there's a machloikis, a real of Gezel, Avraham Avinu, he comes up with the idea, maybe we should separate. We shouldn't fight about this. You want to maintain your opinion that it's not Gezel. Okay, so go somewhere else. Because Lot separates himself from Avram, that enables Lot to be vulnerable and to be captured by the four kings. So later, right after this, what happens? What happens after this whole story? They made a milchama. They made a big milchama. And then what happens? They fight. And then Vayekhu es loit. Vyas ruchu shoy. Ben achi avram vayelchu hu. Vahu yoshe bestoim. Okay, also there's another element. Ki anoshim achim anochnu. We're brothers. All right, whatever that is. And then when they finally, Avram, he fights. And they come out and they say to him, Avram. Avram kills them all. Vayoymer melech stem el Avram, ten li hanefesh. Give me the neshamas for a chushka. You can have all the money. This is what Melech Stom says. Vayoymer Avram el Melech Stom, hari mos yodi el Hashem kel el yom kor neish my baretz. Im michut v'yat sereich nal v'im egach mikol ha-shulach. I don't want nothing. I don't want a shoe strap. I don't want a cord. I don't want a shoe strap. I'm not going to take egach mikol ha-shulach. V'lo yisoy ma'ani yasharti es Avram. Why did Avram have to say this? Why am I going to say this? What does Rashi over here say on this pasuk? Now, Hashem promised to make me wealthy. I don't want your money. We have to now appreciate the depth of what Avraham Avinu said. The only reason why Lot was captured was because Avram said, we have to separate. We have a machloikis, we have a fight. Lot, you are taking from Gezel. You're taking something that does not belong to you. I cannot accept that. I cannot tolerate theft. And you don't agree with me? Okay, so let's separate. So he separated. Because he separated, Melech Sedom conquered him, captured him. And now Avraham Avinu eventually gets involved in this war and he conquers everyone. And then they say to Avram, give us back. You can keep all the money. Avraham Avinu says, excuse me? How did this whole thing come about? That I now own all this money. How did it come about? It's because I said, I don't want the money. The whole thing came about. Right now, at the end of the war, Avraham Avinu has in his possession all of the world's assets. He has an enormous amount of wealth. Go back when this whole thing started. Avraham Avinu had an option of stealing, of taking for himself a couple of some food, some grass for his animals from other people's fields. Avraham Avinu said, it's gezel. I don't want it. And because I said I don't want to take someone else's property, look what happened. What happened is my nephew went somewhere else and a war broke out. He was taken captive. I had no choice but to get involved in this war to save my nephew. And in the process, I conquered the entire world. I have now in my possession all of this money that's not even mine. So I'm going to keep it? It would be hypocritical for me to keep it. Because the only reason why this thing happened to begin with is because I didn't want to take someone else's property. And now, that should be the cause of me having in my possession everyone's property? It defeats the whole purpose. It goes against the whole purpose of what I tried to do in the very beginning. I started out with a principle. I was honest, scrupulously honest. In Ek, it's Gezel. Even though Hashem promised me all the land, right now, Akanani V'Aprizi Oz Yoshev Ba'aretz, I don't want to take what's not mine. And now, because of that, I should go and take everyone else's property? Chas V'Shalom. I would be a hypocrite. Imichut V'Yatzurech Nal V'im Ekach Mikol HaShalach. V'Loi Soymar Ani Asharti Es. And don't say that I made Avram Avinu. Who's the I? V'loy Samar, who's the eye? So Pashashat is the eye, refers to Melech Sodom. Emichutov yad arkas misana, the strap of the shoe. V'im esav mikol dilach, I will not take. V'lo Samar ano atodis yos Avram. Don't say, I made Avram wealthy. All right. We're going to stop here. So I think we learned a few little things here tonight, a few little things. And I want to thank you all for coming and learning with me. If I didn't have a mood to learn with, I wouldn't learn. I would just twiddle my thumbs. I'll play with my phone the whole night. So you do me a very big toiva by coming here and learning with me. Appreciate a little bit more what it says here in these beautiful psukim. Rash Unkelus, have a wonderful evening. And Mir Hashem, see you tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you for the
show. Good night. Good night, Mr. Misglada. Good night. Good night. Aaron, thank you for coming, Aaron. You don't have to come, Aaron. Good night. Heshi, thank you for coming. Have a good night. Take care. Take care. Good night, everyone. Take care.